Okay, so technical problems sorted out. My next guest is on the line. He is Gil Hoffman. He is the Executive Director of Honest Reporting. And we're going to be talking about the killing of the Hamas propagandist Abu Obeida. Gil, apologies for the late coming across to you late. But great to have you with us on KFM this afternoon. And yeah, let's talk about Abu Obeida and his significance. Why was this a victory for Israel?
It's a huge victory for Israel. It's bigger than killing Sinwar or Def or Hania or any of the other leaders of Hamas, because in this war, Hamas has been much more successful on the media battlefield than on the military battlefield. And this is the man who was the commander on the media battlefield for Hamas for 20 years. And only today is it coming out, the amount that he invested in helping Hamas make Israel into an international pariah like apartheid South Africa, and how and why he succeeded.
I hear you, but on the other hand, I'm thinking there are going to be more where he came from. Why is this particularly significant? Do you think he's irreplaceable to any particular extent, or is he just going to be replaced by somebody else wearing keffiyeh whose face you can't see?
Oh, my. Almost no one's irreplaceable. But experience and skills and a strong strategic mind, if you kill a leader who's that effective, it can't not make a difference. And he had this whole system. He had 1,500 people under him. And he was involved in scripting the hostage videos and the captive release ceremonies and giving cameras to every unit. He did a lot, and he succeeded in making Israel look terrible. Him not being there is an opportunity for maybe things to finally get better.
I'm thinking about him personally. I know nothing about him, and perhaps you can enlighten us to some extent. But, I mean, the guy clearly was very good at what he did. And if you think how Israel has failed so miserably in the propaganda war, this guy had one up. What's his background? Why was he as successful as all this?
His name is Abu Obeida, but his real name is Hudhaifa Samir al-Kakhlout. And he already became the spokesman for Hamas when he announced that Gilad Shalit had been kidnapped in 2006. If you think about how long people last in the role of senior terrorist in any organization, he really succeeded in lasting a long time. Israel tried to kill him four times, and them succeeding this time, maybe this will finally be what ends the war successfully.
I hear what you're saying, but I look at where we are today with the Israeli army poised to go into Gaza City, hostage deal on the table, but being rejected, and I kind of think this guy didn't have too much to do with any of this. What he did succeed in doing was turning Israel into the new pariah state, the new South Africa.
Yes, we don't want to be like South Africa, except when it comes to your braai. But he was an icon for Hamas, you know, the face of Hamas, even though he always wore a mask, which is kind of ironic that way. His speeches were treated like direct instructions to the Gazan masses. He brainwashed children throughout the Middle East, and the international media parroted every word he said like it was gospel from Jesus. It's a tremendous moral victory that could help give Israel that last boost to finish what they have to do with the overwhelming amount of soldiers that they drafted in Gaza City, get the war done, and then move on to the Abraham Accords expanding and post-war economic rebound that are inevitable.
Gil, I've got 30 seconds before I need to go to news, but I'm just interested in the financial implications of the Qatari money. Are they responsible still for financing the propaganda arms of Hamas, or is this from stolen food trucks?
No, absolutely. Qatar gives money that destabilizes the Middle East in so many ways, destabilizes America, and they bought off South Africa to make them file that complaint to the ICC too. Qatar's horrible.
Gil, I apologize for crossing to you as late as we did. I do need to leave it there, but we will chat again, that is for sure.